Welcome back to the Life on Target podcast. I've been trying to figure out how to mobily capture audio for these podcasts because life is crazy. We're super busy. And so I'm in the car. Don't worry, I'm getting a beard trim in about an hour and a half. Those of you watching the video version of this on YouTube, don't be worried about my grooming standards. I still kind of have them. But today I wanted to jump on here and talk about what we've been up to since the last episode, and in a kind of no-frills way, jump back into life as I try to build a productive household, as I try to raise my kids, as I try to build my house, as I try to build my business. And so I was speaking in May of 23 at the Trad Dad Conference. And as I was preparing those remarks, I'll go ahead and link those two YouTube speeches that I gave in the comments below or in the info below. But as I prepared those speeches and as I traveled to Washington and gave them, and in light of the clients that I had that I was working for, in light of where my family was, I was convicted that I was doing speaking, I was doing media, I was doing all these different things to the detriment of my family, who was living in a bus, who's still living in a bus, we're in year three, and to my paying clients that I had. And also, I came back from that speech and they paid me above average for Christian speaking circuit. They covered all my expenses, but when you deducted how much time I had to spend to prepare to speak and deliver at something that was just slightly above mediocre level, and when you count the fact that I left for 3 or 4 days, took my son with me, got to hang out in a house with a bunch of guys, Christian men that I respect, and I just really felt convicted that I was not in the position to be doing podcasting right now. I should have been raising my children, I should have been building my farm, I should have been making money so that I can get my family out of the bus and in a position where we can do hospitality, where we can minister to the people in our community from our land with food, with creating the space that is needed. And we're not there still, even though that I've taken a year plus off now from podcasting. We still live in the bus. We have an almost framed house. My kind of plan was to start podcasting again once I got the foundation done. Realized that it's still pretty daggum hectic because we have 7 paying clients, active paying client jobs right now, not counting the house, not counting the fact that I'm managing our luxury short-term rental in the Village. We have some people actually checking in this weekend for the US Open. So we're having our most premium client in about 3.5-4 years of managing it that we have to get everything kind of prepared for and all that. So just all in all, a ton of things still going on. And even though I really, really wanted to talk about it, really wanted to put out another episode, I just kept kicking the can. And so now with the right microphones and the ability to maybe capture whilst in transit between jobs, I am hoping that I can put out some of this stuff because I'm really feeling like I'm in the trenches of life right now. God is teaching me a lot of things with the family, with business, highlighting a lot of my shortcomings and my inabilities to approach certain problems, and also putting mentors in my life that can speak the truth in love and also get me back on track. And I obviously want to share those for the worst case scenario. My grandkids get some of the benefit of being able to go back and listen to the struggle of their grandfather trying to build the farm and the place where they know as kind of a cool place to do. What was he working on? My grandsons maybe understanding what it is entailed to kind of have a multi-generational vision of the household. And then best case scenario, a bunch of y'all out there get some benefit from this. So the thing that I wanted to encourage everyone in this podcast and kind of all that summary to catch everyone back up of where we are business-wise, family-wise, where my mindset has been for the last year plus. We had a record 2023 financially, even though I kind of was distracted for the first 5 months of the year, and we're on track to surpass this year, hopefully, getting our processes whittled down, figuring things out. Obviously, the house is being built. We have, mansion rented, great church life, great local stuff, but then still feeling that desire to host people in a home. It's really hard to have people over and have Sabbath meals when you have a bunch of flies because of all the animals that you're trying to keep, and you live in kind of an open air barn, don't have a space that's comfortable to invite people into. We've still been doing it, still been having people over. We've still given them the disclaimer that it's not going to be as bougie as all those people that are living in houses, and that it's going to be a little bit raw, but that it'll be what we are able to do at this point. So I wanted to encourage every one of you where you are right now, and with that kind of pull of social media, the pull of, you know, posting stuff, and the engineered software and hardware that we have with the phone in our hand, and the ability to get these chemical dopamine hits when you get these likes, and the ability to measure following and see reactions and kind of reduce the human experience down to the digital side of things, to remember that there are phases in life where maybe taking part in that stuff isn't the wisest thing, especially if you're a man who is having trouble trying to make ends meet, who does not have an excess monetarily, is not living in shape. I'm about 20 something days into a challenge where we're working out every day, not eating sugar, reading a Bible, reading a podcast, journaling, focusing on our mindset and our purity, and our taking every thought captive. And you know, those kind of things I would encourage you to do, that you don't do the ministry side of things if you aren't taking care of the personal disciplines that you should be doing, specifically men out there. If you're not in shape, if you're not eating the right things, if you're not disciplined with technology and keeping your eyes from wandering and clicking around, if you're not excelling at work, and you're not the best employee where God has placed you, you're not continuing to grow and get more knowledge and ability and skill to deliver more value to your employer as a business owner, creating process and systems and hiring the right people to give your clients better experiences, then, and you're not leading your family in worship, you're not loving your wife graciously, you're not coming home with energy and helping take the kids off her hands, and you're not putting into their education, their formation in the word, then you shouldn't be on social media engaging in theological arguments on baptism. You shouldn't be putting out content about how to build one particular narrow facet of your life if you aren't exercising dominion in all facets of your life, or at least gaining ground on a positive trajectory. And I guess that's one of the things that I've been trying to do with Life on Target is to talk about what I'm doing and what I'm trying to do, and talk about the struggles as I'm doing it, because a lot of that stuff gets missed in the hustle grind culture of social media. And even if it does get captured, it's very rarely captured by Christians who are trying to submit every thought, every action to the Lordship of Christ. And so that's what we're trying to do here, and do it in an exceptional way in our life first. And if we're messing it up, talk about it. That's why I am kind of giving you this 10-minute rundown of where I have been mentally, physically, spiritually over the last year plus. But then also, hey, I'm not seeing people talk about it. I'm generally seeing Christians highlighting areas that they're particularly good at, and then keeping a lot of stuff in their life off the table. But a lot of what they want to keep off the table, we we can see in their physical appearance, in their lack of control of their appetites is manifest when they are posting pictures and videos of themselves talking about isolated areas. We can tell that there is fruit lacking in certain areas. But anyway, hopefully that kind of gets you caught up. I know there wasn't a whole lot of explanation when I just went quiet. Honestly, I felt like, hey, nobody's paying for Life on Target. Nobody was, a paying customer. There wasn't the contractual fiduciary responsibility. And I just really had to take care of mine. I really had to take care of my family. I really had to take care of my business. I had to get everything on the right trajectory. Feeling a lot better about that now. And I think the combination of maybe being able to put some content together and record it on the go as I'm going through life, the less polished nature of what I'm doing and getting it out, the content out, whether or not it's been sound designed, it's got the intro and outro and the jingles, and then talking about the calls to action. So I am doing a lot of posting on X, formerly Twitter. It is completely different than any of the other social media platforms out there. I've had growth in the audience. I've had posts that go super viral. There's not been the controlling and some of the manipulation of the algorithms that I now know about on these other platforms, having quadrupled my reach and my abilities on these other platforms in just a matter of months. So if you're trying to kind of stay up to date, you've been following the Life on Target podcast, and then you've kind of been like, where's Spearing at and haven't seen me? I'm on X. I've been working on a project called, I'm calling it Blue Collar OS. Very little bit on the side. I want to be getting it done. I want to get it published. I want to get it out to everybody, just specifically talking about how to start businesses from scratch as a kind of singleton solopreneur type thing, and the process of trying to get clients and build and all the hard, the real business skills required for those that have hard skills, that have the ability to do things in blue collar. Been working on that a little bit on the side, so if you're following me on X, if you're following along with this podcast, when I get the launch guide and the different courses that I'm trying to put out, a decent amount of them will be free, because when you start out, you don't have any money and you don't know what the first steps are. And if you're like me, I got into a lawsuit within a year of starting out because of all the basic things that I didn't know I needed to do. So look for Blue Collar OS coming down shortly. And follow along on X, and obviously spearing.co is my website, where we have the transcript from this episode, show notes, links, that things that I talked about, the trad dad speeches that I did, and then, I'll try to get some stuff out at a more regular basis for y'all. Can't guarantee it's going to be Friday morning at 5 a.m. every week. I'm going to try to do it more regularly, and looking forward to interacting, sharing what God is teaching me, and getting things going again. So I'm actually just pulled into the job site, and I'm going to sign off and go handle this for some clients.